Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Good morning and welcome to the Hard Luck Show.
Yeah.
I'm your certified qualified West Side host, Steve Lucky Luciano. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, you've tuned in to the greatest show on earth. It's the Hard Luck Show, coming at you from the beautiful city of Los Angeles, California. Sitting next to me is my co-host and partner.
It's Chumahan Bowen, American Indian, Southern Californian, elegant barbarian, up early in the AM once again to bring you another one of these fucking Hard Luck Shows exclusives. Let's go. Come on.
Yeah, and... that sounds good because we got the master.
Sean Lewis, certified audio professional engineer for the Hard Luck Show.
Yeah.
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 That's right. What's going on here?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. So, just a recap. We're at a new location, right?
Recap. Why don't you recap everything, how it went down?
We got our daily morning exercise in, right?
Yeah.
Got the blood pumping, got it all.
We're at a new location. We're down on Jefferson.
Right.
And we're recording at a studio, and we love everybody that we're involved with.
Absolutely. Couldn't love each other more, like family.
Like family. I came in a little bit hot this morning. I came in kind of real hot, frustrated. Yeah. Frustrated because I want to get our show up. Well, we all want to get our show up on YouTube. And I just felt like it's not moving fast enough. And came in here. Didn't really shit on Sean, just shit on Chumahan.
Well, I wouldn't.
He's the big fish, you know. Chumahan, that's the attorney, fucking, you know, brings a lot of content to the show. He does a lot. So he's the fucking one with the bullseye, the target on his back. So,
on top of all that, I was probably already a little hot from 3 weeks of trial, working my guts out, stressed out on a bunch of other different things. And so I might not have responded with the most diplomatic or the gracious. After all, right, where would this show be without Big Lux, who has brought in tons and tons of great guests?
We've all worked hard, man. I'm just frustrated. And, you know, there's a lot of groups. There's a lot of companies. There's a lot of brands. There's a lot of fucking great things out there. And in all those, if you peel back the fucking onion, there's difficulties sometimes.
I almost think that it's just natural. I mean, I don't think that there's any kind of tribal organization where there isn't some discussions that get somewhat heated or not, or intense or not, where we're trying to work a solution. We're trying to work a solution, and that's what we're doing. And, you know, it's true. We all have, and especially you, have been frustrated by the slow progress of, like, what the hell? Why isn't this show up on YouTube? If all these other fucking jabberwockies like Alex Jones and all these other fuckers are already up on YouTube, and then people hit us all the time, especially you, saying, where can I see the goddamn show already? You guys got on episode 399 or whatever the fuck it is. And I still can't see you on YouTube. Do you guys even know that there's such a thing called the internet? You know, it's like that kind of
crap. Right. You kind of hit it on the head right there. Because we pride ourselves on being people that get shit done.
Right.
We don't sit around. And we don't. And so it started just coming in, you know, you're like, well, you're upset because people are getting in your ear about it. Yeah. And then I start reflecting on it. And then I'm not okay with it. I'm stepping out of myself, looking at me like, bro, are you fucking kidding me? And then I start looking at some of the people that have shows up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this dude doesn't have the amount of fucking intelligence that my fucking my toenail does.
Yeah, that we collectively on this show
are like
intelligent style, fucking
all
ambition.
Of it, all right. Of it. So that's all, man. And sometimes I get hot, and yeah, I came in emotional. I came in hot and angry, and you know, and I fucking vomited.
No, but you know what?
At the show.
I actually I really wished we had cameras going, because I think people would have loved. That was like up there with the Ozzy Osbourne Led Zeppelin battle that went down about like 100 episodes ago. Remember that? That was a good one. Yeah. So, and the other thing is you know, you're 100% right. And part of the problem is that we three are carrying so much on our shoulders to make this show happen, and there's a lot of content that we all put out. I mean, again, remember the other day, people come in, our guests come in, they're like, what's going on? Is this your only show? And we're like, no, we're recording another 8.
Right.
On
right,
Saturday
right,
after
right,
we've
right,
all
right.
worked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's
so it's not like we, you know, have oodles of time where all three of us are just sitting around gazing at our navel trying to figure out where we can get.
Right.
We've brought in people. You brought in people with different people who held cameras. King Salmon flaked out on us. Remember that?
Right.
At the early stages, and he went to cinematography school.
Right, right, right. That was our original guy.
That was the original guy. That's on me. He fucking flaked out. Then we had a bunch of other people that just couldn't deal with the commitment.
We've had a number of people that have come and gotten involved in the show.
Yeah.
And they're not here today. Really? They're not here right now. Who are the three that are here?
Right. It's kind of like we're a comet, like a fucking shiny thing flying through the fucking space, and then all these dust particles burn up in our fucking energy.
I think you're right. You said to me during the argument, you got to do more. And I believe I have to do more because... it doesn't trying to rely on somebody else again.
Yeah.
It ain't going to happen. If the show's going to get done, it's going to happen between us three.
And I also have always still held to the maxim that, like, it's true when you look at like Alex Jones or Joe Rogan and all those fuckers, like they've got this YouTube presence and all that other stuff. But Alex Jones has been doing this shit for 28 years.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So we got to remember that to a certain extent, we're still only in our, what, third or fourth year?
Third, I think.
Third year. We've got a collection of sponsors. Dude, I was listening to our show the other day, and they're fucking running Dodge Charger commercials on our show.
Yeah, I was like, and then I think people think that when they hear that shit, they're like, oh, these dudes are cashing in.
Right.
I listened to it the other day, and I had Monique in the car. She's like, ah, damn. How
right.
much you guys get paid? It's like 3 minutes of advertising. I'm like, I don't even know.
Right. I won't say because
right,
I don't want to put it
of
out
course.
There. But it's a lot. And considering the amount of wild shit that goes on this show, what we've said, considering our anti-establishment pedigree, considering all the stuff. I mean, seriously. Then, you know, University Phoenix, Dodge Charger, fucking Progressive Insurance, all these people right on our back, and we don't have a YouTube presence yet. So yeah. In my mind, I'm like, when we are going to have it. We got the three cameras. We're right now strong-arming old Blue Eyes into just doing it himself because, you know, for free butterfly knives and nunchucks.
Yep.
And we're just going to go up, and we have a look. I mean, Big Lux, you definitely are very conscious of branding and looks and all that other kind of stuff. So, you know, there's going to probably have to be some measure of us just letting it go up,
yes,
kind of unfiltered,
yes,
at
yes.
first.
I feel like we have the pieces that we didn't have, we now have.
Right.
And we can move. It'll only get better.
Right.
It'll look good and it'll only get better.
Right. I agree with all that. And also, it's a good sign that people want to see it now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I think with our friend over here,
yeah,
I think in that transition, it'll end up working out for him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. Right, Sean?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Sean, how much is it going to cost for us to get you up there on the camera? What? You don't know? Anyway, the point of the matter is
you guys are playing audio games over here. Audio wars.
He loves that shit. Loves
dude, when we tried to when we were cutting that commercial for trendhim.com, right? It's a bunch of male accessories.
Yeah. Little from China. Yeah.
Right. Slip slop, flip flop, whatever you want, little gleam, little meme. From Denmark.
Denmark.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. Yeah. Damn, hey, that changes things up.
Yeah, right.
Where they invented the Danish.
Did they send us a bunch of bracelets?
They didn't send us anything.
Yeah, they said they did, and then I'm like, then I don't see anything. I was going to run it by you, but the box never came to the office. So now we're chasing that down. But don't let that fool you. Anyway, the best was, though, it was like last Wednesday night, after trial work and everything, I look on our Red Circle thing, and it said you got 1 day to upload this commercial. So I talked to, so I text Sean. I'm like, Sean, we got 1 day to do the goddamn motherfucking commercial, bro. What are you doing? And he's like, I've got it all worked out. Now I'm a man, and I'm like, so what is that? And he's like, I'm just gonna read. Mm-hmm. Right. And then their thing, they were like, don't make it sound scripted.
So he turned into Paul Newman.
So he was like, you know, he was gonna do like, you know, it makes sense because we talk about fashion on the show and Big Lux is a guy who does a lot. So it would make sense that Trendhim, who has accessories, would want to join the Hard Luck Nation or whatever he said. And I was like, dude, we need to do something. Look at his face.
Yeah. I'm like, he makes it sound like I'm going to fucking read it off the thing. I mean, I've done commercials before for the thing, and I didn't read them verbatim.
No, but he had a, did you have a script?
I did have a script, but I just, as I go to, you know, I'm not reading it. I'm like looking at it.
Right. So I go, dude, we got to actually record it more natural, the way the show sounds. So he's like, well, so 8 p.m. on a Wednesday night in my garage, right? I'm like up on the thing. Sean's recording it. Sean, how would you describe that experience of dealing with Chumahan at 8 p.m. and you're trying to record a commercial?
After trial.
Yeah. He was burned out.
Were you getting mad?
He did.
This dude, he likes to joke. This guy loves
ain't no time
to
for
joke.
Joking at 8 o'clock on a Wednesday night, huh?
And then, like, you're trying to do a commercial and this guy's throwing out fucking 800 jokes. I'm like, let's get serious.
Unbelievable.
Man. Fuck.
And did you get it? How long did it take to get done?
Not only, like, I'm recording tape. Like, I got to edit this shit. So he's making it way longer than it needs
man.
To be.
Oh, man.
I asked him if they had cock rings, and he gets all burned out. He's like, oh, man, come on, man. He actually got serious and was like, come on, man.
Yeah. Enough is enough.
Come on.
Enough is enough.
He's known me for decades, and he's like, come on, man.
But you can't hear the thing?
Yeah, I can pull it up.
Yeah, pull it up. This is fucking hilarious.
Give him a free one.
Yeah, I told him, I'm like, do they got ball cuffs? And he's like, come on, man. I said a bunch of shit about, I can't remember. It's for men, Trendhim. It's accessories for men. And I'm like, so it's guys. It's a dude, unless you're transitioning. That came out. He's like, you can't say that.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, so what are we
going to
do?
Here we go.
About Trendhim.
Yeah, go.
Yeah,
let's hear this. And Big Lux, you tell us where we fucked up. Yeah.
Okay, so what do we have?
Come on, Sean. Audio.
Getting people excited about Trendhim.
Just go with
when
that.
When I tell you that I went on trendhim.com, they had. Well, A, they had.
Do they have rings?
They don't That's have cock rings.
What about cuffs?
Come on, man. They have. Oh my god.
That's
dude.
Great, man.
You're killing me.
All right, will you please do the commercial?
Yeah. Well, we do talk a lot about fashion on the show, right?
Big Lux is always talking about snaking someone's style or their cool bomber jacket.
Just makes sense that we would have Trendhim as a sponsor.
And it's for dudes who are looking for high quality, affordable accessories when they're putting their fit together.
Right. You're creased up. You're greased up. Maybe you need a hat. Maybe you need some sunglasses.
And.
Oh! And just for our customers, we have a special code that you can use to get 15% off. Is that right?
Yeah, 15% off if you use the code LUCKY. 17.
So go to Trendhim, trndhim.com/lucky17 to get your 15% off.
Right. The thing about it is that there's a lot of essentials, everyday wearables, newest launches, all of these different products you can use to calibrate, dial in your personalized look so you can stop looking like a zombied out standardized carbon copy of the bleep head next to you.
Oh, that's what I
with
like.
This, you can actually let your actual personality and whatever it is your unique stilo be expressed.
Let's touch on that.
Trendhim.com.
That's what we were able to
think. I like it.
No, no, no. Tell your real thoughts. I want to see, because I saw your face do different. You were like,
it was a little bit crazy, but I like it. It sounds like hard luck.
Right. It's got a lot of different things.
A lot of different sounds in there. I didn't know where I was hearing Lepke or me. And
you've got this one.
What you guys picked out.
You've got a quote that I loved, which is the and I can't even remember when you did that, but it's so like, it's like, I don't know what, how would you describe that, Sean?
I've been saying that thing for fucking 2 days. Just it's with my kid in the pool, I'm like,
I love that.
You got, so these are some, so I've got this one in my board of you, Big Lux, which is this. I love that. This is the one we were talking about. And then, how about this?
Yeah, that boy.
That was when we were telling Sean to go over and fix the wire, and we were clowning.
Right.
And I go, get on that, son.
Yeah.
And then there's this.
Yeah.
I just like that. And then here's one where we were listening to Lion's catheter talks, and we both. Listen to this.
Okay.
And this is my favorite, but I don't know when to play it.
That's somebody that's fucked up, man.
Yeah. And then, of course, there's this.
Fuck.
And then.
Do you have to relax?
There we go.
That's my favorite.
Get your ass up.
Let me see if I can find. What was it that you said?
Relax.
I don't, it's on a different one because this is a fucking woman. This is when you're yelling at, now here are the,
yelling at sourdough.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Relax. Cause this is a fucking woman.
Yeah. You
know what the fuck is this?
That's old Blue Eyes.
Yeah.
That's when we saw the whale.
Blue Eyes. Turn around.
Come on now. It's Sean Lewis.
Every now and then.
All right, enough of that. And then there's this one where he's pretending to be his wife.
One in four people. I just started the beginning. What's going to happen next week?
And then, of course, there's this, which I don't even know where this came from. What is that?
What is
Sean?
That?
That's Sean. Listen.
I think that was. I was trying to imitate what King Salmon sounds like when he records his own.
All right, here's me. I got. It's just so that people don't think I make fun of just everyone else. Here's some shit that I threw up on me. Let's see. What's this? Annie Sherry, because she's. No, that's Annie Sherry. Big Lux. No, here's this. You don't want balls. I want balls. You don't want balls. I want balls. Here's this disgusting laugh that annoys the shit out of people. Let's see. What's this? Don't touch it. Don't touch it. Also this. Guy's got an ambulism, you son of a bitch.
Guy's got a what?
An ambulism. That was when. Guy's got an ambulism, you son of a
What's
bitch.
That from?
That's from the Lion show where they thought he was a junkie, but he had an ambulism.
Get on that wire, soldier.
You just want to swap out that
phone? Yeah, on that boy. Yeah, on that boy.
That's another one of those mocking laughs that everybody hates about me. Here's one where Lion tells us about his pee pee hole thing. Let's see.
They have to go up your pee hole.
Oh, that was bad, dude. Yeah, that was bad.
No shit. Jerk that loose wire.
Which Instagram I don't find out.
He didn't.
Instagram Jesus.
I'm asking you. Anyway, having gone through all that and actually referenced Alex Jones, Big Lux.
Yes.
Give us your thoughts on what's going on with Alex Jones and the Sandy Hook trials and everything. What have you heard?
Fuck Alex Jones.
Yeah.
That guy's a real piece of shit.
Right.
Real son of a bitch.
Right.
I just hate that dude. That guy's so just lost. He, but I'm not. You know, I haven't gotten to really tune in and listen to the trial. I got to hear some of the parents test, like, make comments, bro.
And it was heartbreaking.
Harsh. It was just real. Like, and he was still unreceptive in the courtroom, trying to nod his head and shake like they're crazy and
right,
deep state and like. Just insanity.
They're all actors.
Like the fact that we even have this guy anywhere on like a news station or people are filming and he's just some insane guy.
There's so many different pieces to it. Like, so on the one hand, the jury on one family. Okay, we're just talking one family in Texas whose 6.5-year-old son was shot. Right. And his father gave testimony about how he cradled his son with a bullet hole in his forehead. Fuck. Fucking destroyed. And the lawsuit is about defamation because Alex Jones for years said that Sandy Hook didn't actually happen. That the children were child actors in the vein of like fucking Corey Feldman and fucking Britney Spears. It's all a big joke. That the grieving parents were paid actors who, when off camera, were laughing and high-fiving and eating Danishes. Right? Now, he said that, like, Anderson Cooper, when he was covering it, he says something. He's like, Anderson Cooper's got a lot of explaining to do. I've seen blue screens. I know blue screens. And his head blurred out and his nose blurred out when he turned his head. I know this is all fake. He was doing that kind of shtick. And his followers, which are legion, these are all, I'm going to say it, dude. They're all white power activists that follow him. They're all this crap. They started giving death threats to the parents. Some of the parents had to relocate. So imagine dealing with the death of your child, the insane death of your child, the randomness and the tragedy colliding to make probably every parent's nightmare come real, including endangering, right, the place of work where your daughter, Bird, works. She works in schools. You know, she's going to have to wear Kevlar vests and be trained with an AR-15 in order to defend or protect kids where she works. They don't have hazard pay for teachers. And so they all have to also relocate, move, change their name because the Alex Jones, sort of zombie army is harassing them, giving them death threats and telling them that they're fake and that their children don't exist. I can't, it's impossible to really understand just how terrible that would be.
Unbelievable. I don't get it.
So in Texas, the jury awarded one parent, those sets of parents, for compensatory damages. This is just for like what you actually are out of pocket and all sorts of shit. $4.1 million.
And what, like, when they award somebody that, what? How does that work?
Would, in what way do you mean? How does it?
How does that? Where does that money ever get paid? Does that come from Alex Jones?
Yes.
How does it work?
So, what happens is. The jury awards $4.1 million. Then it's written down in an order or a ruling. You know, it's got all that bullshit legal shit on it, but it's written. Signed by the judge. Entered into the record. Once it's entered into the record, the defendant has a, you know, whatever it is, 30, 60 day period to pay it. If the defendant doesn't pay it, you file what is called a writ of execution. All fucking collection agencies know this shit. Mm. On the judgment. And then you can take that writ of execution, give it to the sheriff, and the sheriff can go into bank accounts and just take it out if it's there. The sheriff can force sale of a house in order to pay it off. The sheriff can, even in California, if somebody has it all in a LLC, right? And they're a member, and they're due a membership distribution. The sheriff can, you can, through a writ of execution, sit in place of the member who was going to receive money from the company until you're paid off.
Now, can somebody smart avoid a lot of that shit and set up their business so that they can never be harmed?
To a certain extent, yes. That it can be, but it's very difficult to really do. And Alex Jones has actually tried to do that. Now, listen, 4.1 compensatory. Yesterday, the punitive damages also were awarded by the jury, $45
million. Woo-wee.
So 4.1 for what you actually suffered, $45 million to send a message to that fucking pastry-faced fat fuck. You can't be going on and defaming people and causing them real injuries. And we're going to send a message to everybody. If you don't know and you're not sure and it's not true and you know it's a lie, you can't go on and defame somebody that causes them an injury. $45 million.
So what happens if he just like, I claim bankruptcy?
He did. He tried to.
Oh, he already did that.
Dude. First of all, he's like on his 11th attorney. All right. He's cycling through attorneys the way some people cycle through fucking underwear. He's just fucking going right through them.
We know somebody else like that.
It's the same game. People cycle through attorneys in order to delay the trial. Because the argument is like, oh, I got this new guy. And then now the new guy's got to learn up on the case. Your Honor, we need to continue this another 6 months. I just got the file. Meanwhile, he's probably had the file for like, Your Honor, I just got the file. I mean, I need 6 months before we can do anything. Can we just do that? They let Alex Jones do that. You know, one, two, three. The 11th attorney now asked the court, Your Honor, I can't do it anymore. I am out. And the judge finally said, no, you're not. You're not out. What do you mean I'm not out? I'm not allowing you to withdraw from the case, which judges can prevent that. Wow. You can't quit.
Really?
Absolutely, for this exact reason. For this exact reason. And imagine, right? There's other areas where it makes sense. Imagine if you were the one that was supposed to defend Michael Jackson in court, right? In the criminal trial. He didn't hire his own attorney. He did public defender, whatever. And imagine the case got close to trial and then the attorney's is like, listen, I'm not defending a child molester. I don't want to be a part of that. It's going to make me look bad. I'm going to suffer. All that, right? Judge, I want out. It's some people who are the most notorious criminals, like Michael Jackson. Yeah, I said it, but he's dead. Yep. But he's dead. Like Michael Jackson, would never get a lawyer because nobody would want to represent a piece of shit. So you need a system that at some point is going to say, no, you're it. And you better do the best fucking job you can. I don't want to see any bullshit. Stop crying. Send him to. So his 11th attorney was like, I'm out. And his 11th attorney looked like a real whack job. You know, he's like one of these dudes with fucking
crazy mustache and fucking.
And he kind of looked like a guy who spent most of his 20s with a hacky sack.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like just kind of real granola and fried at
Does
the
he
edges.
Have a ponytail?
Yeah.
What county are they in?
Well, so these lawsuits, some are in Connecticut, which and some are in Texas, which is wherever the parents, I think, live or the defendant is. I think the one in Connecticut is related directly to the, because that's, I believe, where Sandy Hook happened. And then I think in Texas might be because that's where Alex Jones is based. And you can have the choice. And so he tried to declare bankruptcy already. He's got a motherfucking alphabet soup of shell companies.
Oh, shit.
All right. JPL, TTL, you know, antilizardpeople.com, like all this shit that you can't, colloidal silver, all that bullshit. So he's got all that trying to protect it. Irrevocable trusts, you know, and then blah, 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 blah. So he tried to declare bankruptcy and the parent sued. And said, you know, we think this is all a bunch of phony baloney bullshit. Guys fucking rich as whatever. And they withdrew their bankruptcy application. And the parents switched from suing the companies to suing him directly so that if the companies decide to go tits up, they're still going to get him. And what they noted in their papers from what I read in the reports was that while his companies were declaring bankruptcy, he took like a I want to say $18 million draw. Think about that. Within like a shorter time of the company being like, well, we haven't been profitable since 1999. We don't know. You know, sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. At that same time, the company, he took a draw of $18 million out of the company to him personally. And he owes dubious loans, right? He owed a $54 million loan to, you know, colloidalsilver.com. I mean, but it's like, what? And he takes a reportedly $600,000 salary every year on top of the millions that he pulls. And his sons or kids or whatever they are in the rest of his family pull also salaries and draws and all this other shit. So that's how you try to leech out of a company the money without actually seeming like you got the money.
Right.
And then the company on their books.
Everybody got raises. Everybody got, yeah.
Right. Everyone's driving the company car.
Right.
All right. So that, but they had to withdraw their bankruptcy petition because it was looking pretty clear. You don't, not everybody gets, you don't always get bankruptcy. If the court looks at your stuff and is like, what do you mean? $94 million for a snack? Yeah, we don't think so, pal. You're hiding something. Also in California, and probably it's the same in a lot of other states, there's sham transfer laws. Sham transfer laws. So you can undo transfers if you can prove that it was obviously done to avoid a judgment. Mm-hmm. And so all you have to do is just put the, you know, sequence of events up for the court. It's like, judgment came down on Tuesday. On Wednesday, the company gave away all of its prime assets to an individual.
Right.
Oh, hey, it's a legit transfer. I mean, hey, you know what I mean? It's America, capitalism.
Right.
But the judge and everybody are like, yeah, right. So the company's going to give away everything right on the same day that a judgment comes down? We don't think so. And so the courts can reverse all those transfers. And it looks like the parents' lawyers are hip to all that and have put all that stuff in play. So for one family, right, technically with compensatory and punitives, that's $50 million judgment. You got another 22 families to go. So he's going to be bankrupt personally, and he's probably going to be bankrupt on the corporate level. I think he's pretty much toast. And one of the reasons he's toast also is in Texas, in Connecticut, in any court, there's a thing called the default. And the default is when one of the litigation participants stops cooperating completely, doesn't answer, refuses to acknowledge the lawsuit, doesn't follow any court orders, doesn't assist anything. It's just doing a total cock block.
Right.
You do that long enough, the court will just shut down your case and say, okay, well, then you lost. Then you don't get a right to fight now because you didn't give the other side, right, all of the documents, all your evidence that you claim exonerates you. And if you think about it, it's black and white. It's like, how are you going to go into, so you have a lawsuit against a company. How can that company defend itself against what you claim unless that company can get access to all your evidence?
Right.
What do you say proves that we're wrong? Right? It works in both directions. If one of the people is like, yeah, I'm not listening to you. I'm not turning over. You said we injured your leg, right? Mm-hmm. Yes. You said you went to the doctor? Yes. You said it was broken? Yes. Okay. Show us the medical records. And if you refuse to turn over those medical records, at a certain point, the court will say, well, then you can't claim that.
Right.
Because how are they? It's not fair to the other side.
So what did he do?
So in this case.
He countersued?
He got sued, defamation, blah, blah, blah. Part of the discovery, and this is general normal discovery. It's almost forms that you just fill out. It's not secret sauce discovery. The plaintiffs requested, okay, give us your companies and yours financial information because we got to look at how much money you made off these lies. This is part of the case. You claim X, Y, and Z. We got to see that. He refused to turn over any of it. for 2 years. Hmm. For 2 years, he stonewalled turning over his financial information, any communications he had with Roger Stone about Sandy Hook, any communications that he had with anybody related to Sandy Hook. He was claiming in written, verified, meaning he signed it under the penalty of perjury, responses that in his cell phone records contained nothing related to Sandy Hook, even though he spent years talking about it. He didn't turn any of that over. And the judge in Texas, normally what happens is they file a motion to compel you to turn over the goddamn fucking things. Let's go. And usually you file that, and usually the court orders it. Then you don't do it. Then you come back and say, Your Honor, can you sanction him? I've wasted all this attorney time. I had to pay my attorneys 25 G's just to come back here to get you to tell Alex Jones to just follow normal procedure in your orders. I shouldn't have to pay for that. Judge Gurry says, yeah, that is sanctionable. That's a waste of time, money. Why do these poor parents have to pay their attorneys? Okay, $15,000. No. And then a couple more times, $25,000. And then, Mr. Jones, you cannot go on. Now, while this litigation is going on, he's also disobeying court orders not to talk about the litigation on his show or with anyone else, including witnesses that he's going to be calling, presumably, in his trial. Don't coach testimony.
Right.
That's witness tampering. He didn't do any of that. So ultimately, after 2 years of that bullshit, the court said, you know what? You're not participating in your own defense. You're done. You're wasting our time. And now we're moving to the damages phase. And in the damages phase, right, that's when, because trials have two phases. They have, did you do it? Yes or no? Yes? Okay. What's the damage?
Just like, did you do it? Sentencing.
Right. Right. That's exactly right. So at that point in time, right, at that point in time, his attorney, Alex Jones' 10th attorney, I don't know what number, accidentally, according to his own, Alex Jones' own attorney, accidentally sent the entire contents of his cell phone records, messages, nudie pics, pics of fucking exotic donuts that he has, to the plaintiff's attorney.
The attorney's own stuff?
Alex Jones' own stuff.
Oh, okay. The attorney accidentally
sent
all of Alex Jones' shit to the other attorney team?
Yep, to the parents. And it's crazy because, check this out, the parents' attorney... Because there's sometimes attorneys electronically will make a mistake and send something they didn't intend. There's clawback like rules, right? And you're supposed to pretty almost immediately be like, hey, don't use that. That's got to come back because. And if the other side gets it and they have to know that, yeah, this is probably not supposed to have been sent to me, they're supposed to notify Alex Jones's attorney and say, hey, I think you guys fucked up, right? And the parents' attorney did notify. And Alex Jones' attorney, either because he's just fucking getting blotto on white lightning or I don't know what, failed to respond in time. So not only did he send the records over on accident,
the other they let him know he didn't do anything about it. And so what, does that let them have action at using it all?
1,000 per fucking cent.
They can now enter all that shit in?
And they have.
And what's on that motherfucker?
Dude, all kinds of shit. But they got Alex Jones on the stand, and the parents' attorney was like, you signed this fucking response, right? That's your signature?
Right, yeah, it is. Right.
Okay. And you fucking, it says here, signed under oath, perjury, right?
Yeah, goddamn right, the Constitution.
All right. And you know the difference between the truth and a lie, right?
Of course, I'm the biggest truth seeker.
Oh, okay. So when you said you had no text messages, zero text messages related to the Sandy Hook thing, that was a lie, correct? Okay, but You said there weren't any, right? This is on this date, right? Yes. And this is your cell phone records, and these are all from the date before the signature, right? Yeah. And here there's all these. That says Sandy Hook, doesn't it? Lizard people. Okay. So you lied. That's perjury, right? And it turns into some other bullshit. And then every night he goes on his show and tries to claim that the shadow government, deep state, is trying to silence him. That's what this guy does, is he tries to reframe the argument to be something about how he's the victim.
All right.
I'm a victim of circumstance.
All right.
And it's the government coming after him, and he never discloses to his sort of like doughy encrusted minions that he's the cause of his own injuries. He's got a lunkhead lawyer. He's lying under oath. He's blah, blah, blah. All that is his own fault. He didn't, I promise you, if you went back and looked, I bet you there was periods of time leading up to these lawsuits where Alex Jones could have gone on and said, you know what, I was wrong about Sandy Hook. Got that wrong, and everybody give them a break. He could have done that, and he did do that in the Chobani case. Chobani motherfucking yogurt. You didn't think it had anything to do with this, but it does. Greek yogurt.
What the fuck?
He claimed that Chobani or something was part of some conspiracy of fucking Jewish communists that were running the banking system and flooding the United States with the illegals to switch the voting, blah, 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 blah.
Unbelievable.
What the fuck?
Yeah. And then, right?
Did he cause Chobani some harm?
Yeah. And Chobani sued him, and then he settled. And he was forced to read a statement where he retracted everything that he said and that Chobani's a good person. Who, by the way, whoever does Chobani, I think they might be from the Middle East or somewhere like that. They came as an immigrant legally. They started a business.
Yeah, I saw the whole biography show on it.
Right. Yeah, it's a fucking, that's the, and dude, when you think
like
of
some Austrians or some shit. Yeah.
Hey, he fucking started a fucking business, and he fucking supports legal migration to the United States.
Cause, right.
And the thing is like, that's pretty much what the British did when at the beginning of this country, they were illegal immigrants, came over here, and they found an opportunity. So in reality, Chobani's story and what he does is probably more American than anything.
Right.
But this fucking chowder fuck has got it all twisted around and gets himself in trouble. So he could have, for Sandy Hook,
he could have cleaned it up.
He should have cleaned it up. Now he's probably going to be, he's worth, they say, I've seen reported, $250 million. I love when I tell.
Alex
Jones is worth that kind of money?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why.
Wow.
Because he sells all of those fucking fake dick pills and fucking all that supplement shit that normally costs like $2. He charges like $30 and his fucking, I don't know what do you call people who just buy into that whole thing?
Idiots.
Yeah. His idiots pay all that money and he's just clocking dough. Just clocking it. And he's also, the other thing about the text messages in his phone, guess who else has been trying to get into his cell phone and see the records?
Who? Who?
The select committee investigating the January 6th insurrection, because he,
I'm sure,
right, and he sued them to block them from getting access to it.
I'm sure.
Now that he's waived his privilege rights and everything by having his lunkhead attorney send it over and everything, now the January 6th committee has access to all of his communications with Roger Stone about January 6th, about all that shit.
Great.
Shit.
And he's already testified, and when he testified for the hearing of January 6th, he asserted, it's reported, the Fifth Amendment like a couple hundred times. He's like, yeah, that Fifth Amendment might incriminate me because lizard people and fucking gay frogs.
Does he really believe in lizard people?
Yeah, he does. Dude, let me just read you some. Anyway, let me just read you some Alex Jones quotes. Here's something he said.
Are there some really evil, wicked Jews and wicked Jewish mafia out there? Absolutely. The Jewish mafia created the ADL in 1913 when a pedophile raped and killed a little girl. And they didn't like that fact and he got in trouble. So they said, we're founding this organization to do this. And that's what the ADL is. And it's an evil organization. It's very anti-American. Who gives awards to George Soros, a Nazi collaborator, and award to an Arnold Schwarzenegger who on record told Rolling Stone he loves Hitler?
He said that in 2022. This is why I think it's white activism. White activists feel that this country's betrayed them when the civil rights came along. They felt like this country belonged.
They wanted slavery and everything else.
Exactly. And so now they're taking on the government and they see Alex Jones as kind of like an irritant to the system.
Right. Right.
Let's see this. And of course, he joined Donald Trump's sort of lie that he was promoting that the election was stolen. And he fanned the flames as well on January 6th, giving rallies. They're even investigating some of the Alex Jones rallies that he did slightly before the January 6th, you know, sort of whipping everybody up. He's had on the Oath Keepers on his show. He's had on fucking the Proud Boys on his show. And he's sitting there telling American parents, it's basically Alex Jones's war on American family safety is really what it comes down to. He profits off other people's misery.
He's a sick son of a bitch.
And he sells these ineffective fucking supplements.
Ineffective
and,
dick pills.
Yeah, ineffective dick pills. And he just continues to bloat. Like he's just getting redder and bigger as the days go on. So I feel like it's important. In my mind, I really think that this shows how important public education really is. I think he would have far less followers if you didn't allow people to ruin public education. You put good teachers like Bird in the classrooms that can help people, you know, tell the difference. This is bullshit. His conspiracy stuff started back in Waco and the Timothy McVeigh. He thinks all of those things were setups by the government. In fact, there's not a single thing that doesn't happen that he doesn't think is a setup by the government. And ultimately, he got into a fight with Donald Trump. And I just want to play this because I just think it's amazing. And here we go.
Donald Trump shit his fucking pants. At the fucking moment of truth. And shit all over everybody. That's my first approximation. I'm not in a fucking cult for Donald Trump. Fuck him. Fuck his family. Fuck all these people. God fucking damn it, man. What the fuck? Is there nobody fucking pure in this goddamn fucking world? See, now I'm fucking pissed right now. Syria fought Al-Qaeda. They fought ISIS. They fought it all. And now you got Mattis and fucking all these people shitting all over us.
That's what his show is.
Shit.
What do you think of that?
I think that guy's a douchebag.
But think about all the people that are listening to that.
I just don't get it. Yeah, it's even worse, the people that are listening to him.
Right.
We just listen to him and go, this guy's an idiot.
Right.
But he's got minions and a legion behind him.
He does. He's got a lot of supporters. And he's helped shape sort of the right. Go ahead. The right wing of the American political spectrum has been shaped by this fucking nut job. And there's a lot of
unbelievable, man.
There's a lot of people who try to pretend that they know he's just joking, but I think secretly enjoy and kind of buy into what he's doing.
Unbelievable. Like,
yeah, so this is what I want to say is that the war on American family safety has got to fucking end. And people got to wake up and stop buying into bullshit. And stop buying supplements.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said it.
Yeah.
Fuck supplements. I mean, come on.
Eat some fruit and vegetables. You'll be fine.
Get a water slide. Go down the fucking
water. Yeah, go down the water slide with your kid.
Right.
Yeah, man. Well, fuck. One more time, fuck Alex Jones and everything right. He stands for.
Right.
And I'm glad fucking they're going to fucking hopefully break him.
Yeah, I would love to just see him. And Joe Rogan, stop putting that fuck on your show and stop pretending that you're somehow not aligned with him, Joe Rogan. You fucking buy into enough. This is where conspiracy shit can lead, dude. One minute you're like, well, maybe they didn't land on the moon. Next minute you're like, Donald Trump shit his pants and he shit all over us. It's just insane.
Unbelievable. What you got?
I got Ivana Bone LLP. We wear braids to court. Just wrapped up a 3-week trial.
Yeah.
Fucking tomahawks flew, blood flew, and I smiled. So there you go.
What you?
Me? Sean at movemental.media. You know what it is already. I've said it many times on the show. For all your podcasting and your audio needs, hit me up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
www.supermaxhardware.com. Check us out. Pick up your summer capsule. We got tees, tanks, a few new hats. CookiesSF.com at CookiesSF. Vibes, papers, and candle buds at candle buds. Check those out. And a big shout out to all our supporters, all our Pulpo Beard Oil, yeah. Jesus, Instagram Jesus, Calco, the rest of our extended team.
Calco, take me away.
Calco, take me away. And the beautiful city of Los Angeles. Thank you for everything.
Yeah, thank you. And pirate.com.
Pirate.com.
Piratestudios.com.
I don't know. Studio 15 is where it's going down, motherfucker.
Right. Yep.
We out of here. We're at Jefferson. From Jefferson Avenue in Los Angeles, California.
No, man, let me go. No.
Hey, bro. Hey, bro. Carlo, bro.
Shiny, good. Hold on. Thank you. Anyway, bro. Just so the listener knows. Look, bro.
That's gnarly.
Is that?